Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
There's people that no matter what they say will cause controversy. And I suppose when it comes to food and eating right, the man that's been in the news so much over the last few months, celebrity chef Peter Evans, he said this, he said that, he said the other. And now he's come out and he's backing raw milk. And that's causing all sorts of problems with people saying no, 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 no. We thought we'd go right to the source, Dr. Edward Fox, research microbiologist at the CSIRO. Edward, good morning. You've probably heard it a million times, and I've said it myself. I grew up on a farm. We had a cow. We had raw milk, and I've turned out A-OK. Good morning. What is the problem with raw milk?
Morning, Todd. Well, I guess with the issue of raw milk, the problem tends to be that raw milk can... pathogenic bacteria, which can cause illness in humans, can enter into raw milk from the environment, and ultimately, without a pasteurization step to kill those bacteria, if someone consumes them, they can make them ill.
So is it more a problem that not so much the raw milk, but the time it gets to the consumer that causes the problems? If you've got it in a bucket on the farm and you're drinking it within a day, that tends to be okay, but the whole fact of you packaging it, then it might take a couple of days to be purchased.
So certainly complicated supply chains can have a very big impact on the relative safety of a food product. I mean, raw milk in itself is not intrinsically dangerous. And usually, unless the animal has an underlying medical condition, the milk will be free of pathogenic bacteria when it leaves the cow. But the issue then is it's very difficult to actually prevent bacteria getting into the milk once it's left the cow, if you like. And cows themselves are not exactly built in the most hygienic way. I mean, where we milk the cow is not very far away from where the cow poos from. So those are complicated issues that can make it very, very difficult using the current technologies to prevent some of these harmful bacteria actually getting into the milk.
What about in a commercial dairy farm? As I said, you hit the nail right on the head. We had a stainless steel bucket and my brother would walk down every morning to the cow and I don't even know what happened down there. I don't know how much was cleaned or what was happening. So in hindsight now, it probably wasn't the most hygienic way to get the milk for the cup of coffee and the breakfast cereal. But what about in commercial operations? Is there a way that we can have raw milk but also have it as safe as possible, or just they're not mutually exclusive?
So based on the current technologies that we have and the current operations, certainly, especially Australia being a great example of it, we've got really some of the highest, if not the highest, food safety standards in the world. So, I mean, the food that's produced in Australia is certainly among the safest that's produced anywhere across the globe. But the issue we have with the current technology is that we're still not capable of guaranteeing that no bacteria can get into food, and hence you hear people getting sick from consuming salmonella in leafy greens or various different outbreaks of food. And that's just because although we have the best food safety standards possible, there are times when things can slip up or something can happen and bacteria can get in. And then I guess when you're talking about raw milk, really we're coming down, you know, you're breaking it down into a risk. You know, what's the relative risk? Do the benefits of consuming raw milk outweigh the risks, the increased risks that are associated in terms of contracting an illness from it? And certainly based on the scientific evidence in terms of nutritional value, that's just not the case.
So why would paleo diet advocates like Pete Evans be so against pasteurised and homogenised milk? What's the rationale? What's happened to it that just makes it that less milky?
I mean, there's a lot of debate out there in terms of, you know, that it potentially changes the nutritional profile of milk, or it changes the sensory attributes of milk. Certainly, scientifically, in terms of nutrition, there just really isn't the evidence. So, there's some minimal changes to milk composition after pasteurization, but in terms of the diet and nutritional value, they're insignificant. And I guess when it comes to sensory, then there is some argument that as you cook a product, you potentially change the flavor profile of it. So that can cause some debate as to whether taste-wise is a difference. Now, one of the things that is important to remember in terms of the taste profile is a lot of the taste profile has got to do with the fat in milk. So, for example, if you homogenize milk, you'll potentially change the sensory profile of it. But it is possible to buy unhomogenized pasteurized milk. So there are some alternative options available if perhaps homogenization is maybe causing a difference in what somebody views as kind of tastier milk, I guess.
All right, hey, thanks for your time this morning. You've shone the spotlight on it. I suppose when it comes to the paleo diet, the people who are against the paleo diet would turn around and say, I don't remember caveman ever milking cows. So it gets a little bit misty and it gets a little bit confusing along the line. But thanks for setting us straight in regard to raw milk.
No problem. Thank you.
2NUR FM 103.7.